Whoever said that blood is thicker than water is a goddamn lie, because in most cases, family members are the most toxic people that you will ever meet in your whole life. I've heard so many stories from countless people where they have came from toxic families, you know, since they were the scapegoats or black sheeps or whatever you want to call them. You know how their parents would show favoritism among their siblings and stuff like that. And how that individual has to take the blame for everybody else, even though had most of the stuff is not their fault, because they had nothing to do with it in the first place. So, yeah, you know, family members are very toxic, you know, and the reason why they're the most toxic people that you will ever meet is because you've been knowing and living with your family all your life. They know so much about you. They know exactly what makes you tick and how to push your buttons and everything. And then they always want to copy everything you do and make fun of you. You know, they're no different from the bullies that you deal with at school. And then society always want to pressure everybody to stay loyal to toxic family members, talking about, well, they're still your mother, they're still your father, he's still your brother, she's still your sister, you need to forgive them, give them another chance, because a family, they prays together, stays together, and blood is thicker than water, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, it's all bullshit. Like, I don't buy into any of that shit. You know, everything goes in one ear, not the other. You know, the reason why they want you to stay loyal to toxic family members is because they want you to stay around and put up with the abuse. You know, they're all enablers, is what I'm saying. You know, what I'm really saying is toxic. You know, no matter if it's a family member, friend, lover, spouse, co-worker, boss, whatever. You know, you have... You know, nobody has the right to disrespect you or devalue you in any way, shape, or form. You have the right to walk away. And you have the right to cut off contact with your toxic family members, or anybody else in your family that's toxic. Or, I'm sorry, anybody else that's in your life that's toxic for that matter. Yeah, you know, in life you gotta do what's best for you to do what makes you happy. You know, it doesn't matter what society or what anybody else has to say about your decisions you make in life.